Could artificial intelligence threaten the future of humanity? That was one of the prospects raised in a statement published yesterday by dozens of experts in the field. In the statement, which appeared on the website of the Centre for AI Safety, the scientists said that mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority alongside other risks such as pandemics and nuclear war. Barry O'Sullivan, Professor in Computer Science at University College Cork, is in our Cork studio this morning. Thanks for being with us. It's an eye-catching statement. It's been discussed all over the world over the past 24 hours. What's your assessment of it?
My assessment is here we go again. You know, if we had this letter a few weeks ago again from the Future of Life Institute, I think this is up there with, you know, let's panic, the aliens are coming. But I suppose more seriously, I think it's a real distraction to the serious issues that we have with AI today. I think, look, first of all, people are having their breakfast. AI is not going to make humanity extinct. Let's just put a full stop and a line underneath that. However, AI is such a pervasive technology that there are very significant near-term issues that we need to address, and they're the things we need to be focused on, not these sort of fantastic, sort of long-term science fiction kind of philosophical things that are in this letter.
So if you think that this statement is overly dramatic, and I've seen a number of people arguing that over the past few hours, what are the immediate challenges being posed by AI? Because those are real.
Yes, so I think the kinds of things we need to deal with are inclusion as a consequence of AI. So AI systems are making decisions about people all the time, you know, what kinds of movies are recommends to you, but also what kinds of, whether you're included in a certain group or not included in a certain group, whether your CV is shortlisted for a job posting or it isn't. So there's all sorts of issues around bias, gender bias, racial bias, inclusion.
So is that a case then of AI replicating our prejudices?
Absolutely. AI amplifies most of the sort of AI systems that people interact with today. They learn from data that is gathered from human beings, so it merely amplifies the kinds of bias that we already have, and we need to address that kind of thing. You know,
we've also seen headlines about jobs being replaced by artificial intelligence. What do we need to know?
So I think all technology impacts on jobs. I don't think AI on its own is going to ever replace anybody. Of course, it is going to change the nature of some of the tasks in people's jobs. And I think the thing we need to be doing here is training people, supporting people, educating people to understand and be included and to be able to, I suppose, benefit from the huge benefits that AI is going to bring to society. And I think, you know, we should see this kind of technology, as in all technologies, as a great opportunity for doing things better than we used to before. And so by supporting and educating people, I think that's really the opportunity.
And when you say supporting and educating, what do we need to know that we don't know at the moment? Because I think many of us have only recently become conscious of the use of AI in our daily lives.
Yeah, so I think what we read in, you know, what catches the headlines and catches the imagination are the very dramatic things, like the topic we're talking about this morning. But I think what people need to understand is, well, how are these things built? How are they made? You know, how are there, you know, what are they? What goes on behind the scenes? Now, we run, a colleague of mine, Derek Bridge, and I, we run a course here in Ireland called The Elements of AI, which is free and everybody can take it. Go to elementsofai.com/IE and you'll get, you know, a 15-hour course on really understanding what goes on behind the scenes. And I'd encourage people to pick it up and take a look, because it'll really demystify and show you that AI technology isn't some sort of evil science or evil technology. It's actually something that's really, really simple to understand, and it'll also help people understand, you know, the weaknesses and the why we shouldn't be fearing this technology.
But if that is the case, why are so many people so concerned about AI? I mean, that statement published yesterday, there were a hell of a lot of signatories there.
Yes, it is amazing. I think there's a couple of things going on here. I think there's a sort of a Manhattan Project Oppenheimer moment where people don't want to be caught on the wrong side of history in some sense. You know, if this happens, you know, so if something bad happens, then, you know, we need to have seen it coming. But also in all of these letters, there's a call for regulation. And I think there's a couple of things about regulation that are interesting. These companies that that develop AI today, they have the most computation resources, the most money, they have the greatest brains. They have all of the resources that are necessary to make AI safe. But why are they calling for regulation? I think there's a couple of reasons why they're doing that. One is that rather than taking responsibility for the technology, technology themselves. They're asking governments and regulators, can you please draw the line in the sand that we need to stand to? We don't want to draw that line in the sand between the difference between what is right and what is wrong. And the other thing that I think is happening here is that these companies are really caught in a competition, a race to the bottom. They're competing against each other constantly. And I think regulation imposed externally might help them cool that competition. But of course, they have the resources to do that kind of thing themselves, to get into rooms and to talk about, well, impact assessments and ethics. They don't need to wait for the governments to do it. They can take the action right now.
All right. Professor Barry O'Sullivan, thank you for joining us from Cork this morning.